Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell, creator and owner of the Spirit Within You Wholeness Center, where you discover the gift within you. We're located here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you're listening to our blog talk radio show, which airs once a month, titled Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Riley. Monica Riley is a trained, certified, clinical trained, I might add, aromatherapist, as well as an herbalist. So as an independent contractor, through the Spirit Within You, she supports us as well as our clients. And we're so proud to, and honored to have her each month sharing some amazing information. I know I'm very excited about this show, Monica, because it's right up my alley.
Yes, it is. And namaste, Karen Marie, and namaste to all of our soulful spirits. I am very excited about this call as well, because it is right up my alley too. And it is also part of the personal process that, in my commitment to be transparent with you all, as I shared with you last month, this ascension and awakening of my third eye is an ongoing process, and I want to share with you all what I've learned.
So, Monica, before you share, we just want to clarify with our audience that these shows are strictly for educational purposes, and that if you're dealing with essential oils, even on a metaphysical level, I really would offer to each and every one of you to support yourself by working with a certified or clinically trained aromatherapist so that you have the information that is going to support your body temple in this particular ascension process. Do you agree with me, Monica?
Yes, absolutely, Karen. And as Karen mentioned earlier, I am a clinically educated and trained and practiced certified aromatherapist and master herbologist. And I have a practice. If you are interested in a complimentary 30-minute consultation with me, you may always contact me. Email sistersage888@aol.com. Or please feel free to reach out and call me or text me on area code 702-219-0084. I'm aiming to help everyone achieve their optimal vitality and wellness state. And the information that I bring to you each month is for educational purposes. And if you are interested in furthering your understanding about your body temple, your mind, and your spirit, please reach out. I'm offering a 30-minute complimentary consultation to all of our soulful spirits and wellness warriors who have supported us since the beginning of these calls.
Thank you, Monica.
You are so welcome, Karen, and I'm just so happy to be here with you all today. I have so much information to share with you about tapping into your intuition through your third eye. But first, as we always do, I would like us to begin with our special ritual, which is let's begin with a deep ujjayi breath to clear our chakras and get ourselves grounded. So wherever you're sitting, unless you are driving, please place both of your feet firmly grounded on the floor with a straight back. The ujjayi breath takes us from our root chakra into all of our chakra meridians and through our crown chakra. With the deep inhale and exhalation process, let's begin now, please. Inhale. My personal grounding blend for today is a blend of cedarwood, vetiver, and frankincense essential oils in a carrier of sweet almond. And again, if you're interested in finding out more about essential oils and how they can support our body temples and our spirits, our emotions, our minds, you may contact me at sistersage888@aol.com, or please feel free to reach out to me at area code 702-219-0084. I'm here to support you in any way that I can. Last month, I shared a part of my personal journey towards purpose and enlightenment, and we talked about safe detoxing. Well, I'm thrilled to say that I completed my 21-day detox, and I would be just head over heels to hear how well you all did. If you want to email me or text me, we can discuss the art of cleanse. And on these calls, I aim to totally be transparent. And one of the gifts that I am honoring these days that I have discovered within myself is the ability to match crystal stones and precious gemstones with essential oils towards building spiritual enlightenment and intention. And the cards that I pulled using my crystal ally cards for our call today, the cards that came up were growth, courage, and intention. Apply growth, courage, intention to our third eye chakra enlightenment. First, where is the third eye? A lot of people really are not sure where our third eye is located, and we all have one. The third eye chakra is located in the middle of the forehead, and this area deals mainly with intuition, insight, and awareness. Now, these are not the only issues that the third eye chakra addresses, but these are the main ones for this area. The colors for the third eye include violet, indigo, and deep blue. And this chakra can be blocked by illusion, prejudices, and excessive doubt. When working with our third eye, we want to focus our energies and our healing energies and send these directly to our third eye chakra point to clear out any problem areas. Some of the crystals that we may support third eye chakras with include amethyst, fluorite, and iolite. Some of the essential oils that may support us in balancing our third eye chakras include lavender and camphor. And later on in the call, I'm going to get into specific areas that our third eye addresses and clears, such as supporting us through grief, supporting us as we express gratitude, and supporting us as we achieve our own personal paths to enlightenment. There are specific essential oils for each of those pathways, which I will address later in this call. When our third eye chakra is in balance, we experience high mental ability. We are able to separate between reality and imagination, and we combine logic and emotion to the best of our abilities. When we live with a balanced third eye chakra, we experience overall good health, clear thinking, and focus. Again, when our third chakra is in alignment with our mind, body, and spirit, we experience good health, clear thinking, and focus. A healthy third eye chakra will encourage intuition, empathy of others, and build trust in ourselves. Now, that is our third eye chakra in balance. What does our third eye chakra look like when it is out of balance?
Monica, before you proceed, may I ask a question?
Yes, sure.
When it comes to the third eye, are there physical sensation that one may feel around the third eye regarding whether it's balanced or imbalanced?
Absolutely. If you have a balanced third eye chakra, you tend to feel a high, as if you're on a high. You tend to feel a tingly sensation at that point where your third eye is located. If your third eye chakra is imbalanced, one of the physical manifestations that you may notice is that you may experience a headache in the frontal lobe of that area of your third eye. It's not a migraine headache. It's not a stress headache. It is specifically pinpointed in that third eye circle. You may experience the headache. You may also experience digestive issues. That comes as a result of a blocked root chakra and a blocked solar plexus chakra. Those chakras must be in alignment and cleared to actually support the path of your intuitive alignment through your third eye chakra. So thank you for that question, Karen.
You are welcome.
Some of the other areas that we may manifest if our third eye chakra is out of balance, we may experience fatigue that we really can't pinpoint, but just an ongoing sense of fatigue, daydreaming, sleep problems that are not physically related. But if your mind thoughts keep running through your mind and you're not able to sleep. Lack of assertiveness, the inability to listen to others, and even we may feel just a total feeling of disorientation when our third eye chakra is out of balance. When this chakra is overactive, we may end up daydreaming in a world of fantasy, and we may even experience hallucinations. So sometimes if we see someone in our inner circle or in our village and we tap into that person and say, you know, you are just daydreaming all over the place today, please don't dismiss that person's symptoms. Have empathy towards that person in your village because he or she may have a third eye chakra out of balance. And just by listening, actively listening to that person and what's going on in that person's mind as they confide in you, as their trusted vessel, may be able to help them release some of the blocks that they are experiencing.
I love how you express that, because often we notice things that we perceive to be imperfection in others, and we tend to judge.
Yes.
And here is a great opportunity to support versus judging.
Absolutely.
And so I want to thank you for that, and I also want to just make mention to our audience that I come from the school of thought, which is my school of thought, no one else, that if there's a physical imbalance in the body or psychological, whatever you want to call it, I prefer that you go to a medical trained or certified practitioner in the particular field of the human anatomy before you decide to try anything, whether it be this show or any other show, because they have tests that can pinpoint where some of the disconnect is in the body temple. And it's great to have all the information that we provide you here on the show. We encourage you to use it, but we also want you to use it a responsible way. Please contact a certified or clinically trained individual such as Monica. Do not self-diagnose yourself. Thank you, Monica.
Yes, it's so important to remember not to self-diagnose. Number one, because if you try to self-diagnose, there are many contraindications with our herbs and our essential oils. And even though we are working with a therapeutic grade or a naturally wildcrafted product, please understand that these are still scientifically proven elements that have medicinal effects on our bodies. And if you do not know what, for example, just a simple inhale of peppermint does to your body, just by opening the bottle and inhaling that peppermint essential oil, if you are on high blood pressure medications or any other types of medications that may be contraindicated with that peppermint essential oil, you should not be inhaling peppermint essential oil. That's just one example I use, because peppermint is such a strong and volatile in a very positive way, oil, as it supports our body temple and integrates our mind and our spirit as well. So as Karen mentioned, please, if you have any questions, and look, we all have issues that we're dealing with. I have been in practice for 20 years. I'm evolving every day. The process that I'm sharing with you is part of my journey and my own personal evolution. I call it the cocoon to butterfly phase, and I tend to go through this phase every quarter, every 3 months. I tend to work in threes. So I'm going through one right now, and my spirit is directing me to focus on my solar plexus chakra and my third eye chakra. And this is the information that I'm sharing with you all. So if anything is aching or hurting, if you are emotionally repressed, if you are tired, please reach out to Karen's support at the Spirit Within You. And also, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. We do not judge. We're just totally here to listen and support you through your journey. On that note, I'd also like to offer you a mantra for your third eye chakra. Maybe a mantra might be, I am always guided by my inner wisdom. I am always guided by my inner wisdom. I am always guided by my inner wisdom. We must learn to trust our instincts, to trust those gut instincts that we have often throughout the day. And that's why I say, too, that if your third eye chakra is out of balance, often you will experience digestive issues. That's literally your gut telling you, wait up, I'm trying to tell you what path you should consider, what you should do before you jump into this. And this is my way of stirring things up a little bit, churning things up a little bit on the inside. So those gut instincts, that is your inner wisdom. We must learn to trust ourselves more. We are our own experts on ourselves. Stop listening to all of the judgments of others who don't know you, who don't know your personal path, who have not shared and walked in the shoes that you've walked through. Trust your inner wisdom and be guided by it. Have faith that it will guide you to the right completion of your journey. Other essential oils that I'd like to speak on for the third eye, to support the third eye, include patchouli, lavender, myrrh, sandalwood, vetiver, frankincense, and cedarwood. These oils you may choose to diffuse, or you may actually choose to, in a carrier oil, blend a few of these, one or two. I love frankincense, myrrh, and patchouli blended when I practice my kundalini yoga or when I'm meditating. And I literally apply, my first application is to my third eye, and I work down in reverse. So I hit the chakra points, but I start at my third eye, proceed to my crown, proceed to my throat chakra. I massage my heart chakra, and then I proceed down to my root chakra. Another way is to actually blend a combination of these oils in a carrier oil of your choice and apply to your shoulders, the back of your neck, your chest, your heart area, as you would wear a cape. These are oils that can protect you, and as they are protecting you, they may also illuminate your third eye. When we are in our spiritual process and expressing gratitude, oils for expressing gratitude that we should remember include bergamot, grapefruit, lemon, orange, and ylang ylang. And I'm struck by this combination of gratitude essential oils in particular, because last month I shared with you part of my daily cleanse. Every morning I combine therapeutic grade grapefruit essential oil, lemon essential oil, and wild orange essential oil in my 8 ounces of distilled room temperature water. And I call that my Tri-C trifecta. When I awaken, I express gratitude. I inhale these oils. I sip on my Tri-C trifecta. These are literally oils. And again, this goes back to trusting your instincts, your internal wisdom. When I began combining these oils and labeling it as the Tri-C trifecta and sharing it with my other wellness warriors, I had no idea that these are oils that are recognized for expressing gratitude. So I'm very, very pleased to learn that as I learn to better trust my own inner wisdom. Oils to cope with grief we are all dealing with, whether it's personal grief that we are experiencing or grief energies that we are absorbing through other sources from others around us, either in our village or in another state even. There's so much going on right now. I'd like to offer support oils to cope with grief. They include frankincense, neroli, rose, and sandalwood. Again, these oils should be combined in a carrier oil of your choice, and they may be, you may want to use them to support your grieving process. Grief is one of those emotions that really, really sometimes we may never get over the memory of such that has caused our grief or triggered our grief, but grief can block our chakras in a New York minute, and it's so important to keep our chakras cleared from those grief emotions, because if we don't, in dealing especially with grief, we can paralyze our body temples, and this is symbolically speaking, we will end up paralyzing our body temple, our mind, and our spiritual evolvement if we don't deal with and cope with our grief. There's no shame in grieving. I know some people always say, well, no, I'm strong. Being strong means dealing with your emotions head on and not being afraid to express your emotions, not being afraid to reach out to someone to say, you know, I'm drowning, I need your help right now. Grief is one of those emotions that can cloud our environments and affect others in our environment. Grief is a very infectious emotion. So please, if you're grieving, reach out to someone that you trust in your inner circle. Write in a journal. Just get those emotions, emote that grief out of your body temple and free your spirit. My final thought for a third eye mantra that I would like to offer to you all today, I'd like to read this to you. My spiritual vision is clear. I always follow and honor my intuition. I see divine light in everybody. I look at low energy situations from my higher self before I choose how I react. I am spiritually awake. Oh, another thing.
That is so beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Another thing that I'd like to share with you before our time ends for this call today, I have been inhaling, and I would like to offer you all a sample of my meditation, what I call meditation perfume. It's an infusion of lavender, jasmine, rose absolute, neroli, sandalwood, and a carrier oil of sweet almond. So I would like to offer that as a sample to our soulful spirits who are listening to us today. And if you are interested in a sample of my meditation perfume, please reach out to me at sistersage888@aol.com or give me a text, 702-219-0084.
Thank you, Monica. And once again, you're listening to The Spirit Within You, Axe the Aromatherapist with Monica Riley. Every month, once a month, the third Friday of each month, we are your hosts. We wish you so many blessings. If you want to get in contact with either one of us, You can always call the spirit within you at 702-658-2257. You can also log on the website, www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. And know that we're located in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the southwest corner of Ranch and Craig at 4343 North Rancho Drive, Suite 242, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89130. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Namaste.